Welcome to Connect the Dots on WJFF Radio Catskill. I'm David, your host, and this is the freeform show where each song leads to the next via some musical connection. I've got a bunch of artists to play for you tonight, with all the recordings made from around 1950 to the late 70s, and covering a lot of different styles. You'll hear how the Phil Spector era of pop production bled over into the more scruffy Los Angeles rock scene, and also an example of the early 60s R&B and country crossover. So first up, I'll have a few tracks from the girl group era of 60s pop, starting with the Ronettes and the track Paradise.
Paradise. Superman and the light shines in your
Beautiful. dawn came down on golden wings and left behind unhappy things. Morning was a breaking out across the open sky, and I felt my soul a singing as the dark began to die. But it wasn't just the morning, it was you. It wasn't just the morning, it was you. The wind passed by and touched the trees. The season freed them from their leaves. We watched them out the window, silhouetted on the mist, as the fingers of their branches opened up their bitter fist. But it wasn't just the morning, it was you. It wasn't just the morning, it was you. The sun was still behind the day. The black surrendered to the gray. A bird was singing somewhere about a rainbow that he'd found. And the stillness of the morning painted colors on the sound. But it wasn't just the morning, it was you. It wasn't just the morning, it was you. Stood and held its breath, holding the daylight to its breast. But something there was moving that we couldn't really see, and we felt the silence filling up the space between the trees. But it wasn't just the morning, it was you. It wasn't just the morning, it was you. Unfinished thoughts were left unsaid. Outside, the houses raised their heads. My heavy eyes looked out to where the daylight had begun, and I knew behind the mist there was the promise of the sun. But it wasn't just the morning, it was you. It wasn't just the morning, it was you. It was you.
You just heard Bob Lind with his track, It Wasn't Just the Morning. Starting off the show was a mini set of classic girl group pop, starting with a pair of tracks by the Ronettes. First up was Paradise, which was recorded in 1965 but went unreleased until a Phil Spector compilation album that came out in 1976. Spector, of course, was a genius producer and an architect of the 60s LA pop sound, but also later, of course, became a disgraced criminal. He produced a lot of the Ronettes' work in the mid-60s and married their lead singer, Veronica Bennett, in the late 60s, and she became known as Ronnie Spector. So the second song you heard from the Ronettes was a bigger hit of theirs, 1964's Walking in the Rain. And that was followed by the Crystals, another classic girl group, with their 1963 hit single, He's a Rebel. And all of those tracks were produced by Phil Spector, but I'm instead going to focus on the orchestral arranger for all of those tracks, a guy named Jack Nitzsche, who became an accomplished songwriter, composer, arranger, and sideman, or bandmate, depending on how you look at things. We heard a couple more tracks that he arranged next. First was a 1962 single by Jackie DeShannon called Just Like in the Movies. And second was Cheryl's Going Home off of the 1966 album called Don't Be Concerned by the somewhat obscure singer-songwriter named Bob Lind. And we eventually got back to Bob Lind, but we next heard Jack Nitzsche as a member of the band Crazy Horse with the track Downtown off of their 1971 self-titled album. Nitzsche is probably most famous for two things, his occasional time as a player with and arranger for the Rolling Stones, and his longtime association with Neil Young, again, sometimes as a band member and sometimes as an arranger. And you heard Nitzsche and Young's first collaboration next, which was the track Expecting to Fly off of the 1967 album Buffalo Springfield Again. And that can also be considered one of Neil's first unofficial solo tracks. And then to end the set, we went back to Bob Lind with one more track of his arranged by Jack Nitzsche. This one was called It Wasn't Just the Morning, again from 1966. Lind isn't very well known as a performer, but a few of his songs got covered by some major artists over the years, and you'll hear one of those covers right after this short break.
Join the Kingfisher Project's Bill Williams for a powerful performance reflecting on the loss of his son due to opioid addiction and his family's journey through grief and healing.
If I help in some way to reduce the stigma around addiction, that makes me feel like I'm doing something in my son's honor, and that assuages, for want of a better word, the grief.
History of a Brief Time, Saturday at 5 at the Lou Beach Community House, followed by an audience Q&A. Ticket information at wjffradio.org.
I'm Donna Fellenberg. This week on Catskill Character, our guest will be Andrew Niederman, who taught high school English for more than 20 years in the Catskills before becoming a full-time author. He's written more than 100 books, including The Devil's Advocate. Join us for Andrew's amazing story on Catskill Character, 11:30 Saturday morning, only on Radio Catskill.
On this week's Wait, Wait, Tiffany Haddish teaches me how to be funky.
And I would stand you right next to me and I would say, follow my lead, do whatever I do, okay? And smile the whole time. And I would start with a side-to-side step clap, right? And you side-to-side step clap with me.
I'm Peter Sagal. I don't actually do any of that, but you should still join us for this week's Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the news quiz from NPR.
Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, Sunday morning at 10 on Radio Catskill.
Welcome back to Connect the Dots. I ended the first set with the songwriter Bob Lind, and to start the back half tonight, I have Aretha Franklin covering his most popular song called Elusive Butterfly.
Something moving past your window in the wind. And if you're quick enough to rise, you'll catch the fleeting glimpse of someone's fading shadow that you will have. Out on the new horizon, you may see a floating motion of a distant valley. Something that I'm not sure of. Across my dream, with nets of wonder,
nets of wonder.
I choose the bright illusion butterfly of love. Yes, I do.
Yeah. Jagged jigsaw pieces tossed about the room. I saw my grandma sleeping with her old straw broom, but she didn't know what she was doing. She could hardly understand. That she was really sweeping up pieces of a man. Saw my daddy meet the mailman, and I heard the mailman say, "Now don't you take this letter too hard now, Jimmy. They've laid off nine others today." But he didn't know he was saying. He could hardly understand. That he was only talking to pieces of a man. I saw the thunder and heard the lightning, and felt the burden of his shame. And for some unknown reason,
turn my way. Pieces of that letter were tossed about the room, and now I hear the sound of sirens come knifing through the gloom. But they don't know what they are doing. They could hardly understand. That they're only arresting. Pieces of a man. I saw him go to pieces. I saw him go to pieces. He was always such a good man. He was always such a strong.
But no one seems to know I'm gone. Home is where the hatred is. Home is filled with pain. And it may not be such a bad idea if I never went home. As you can, and ask me why. Hang on to your rosary beads, close your eyes, and watch me die. You keep saying, kick it, quit it, Lord, but did you ever try? To turn your sick soul inside out. So that the world can watch you die. Home is where I live inside. White powder dreams. Home was once an empty vacuum that's filled now with my silent screams. Home is where the needle marks try to heal my broken heart. It might not be such a bad idea if I never went home again. Stand as far away from me as you can and ask me why. You keep saying, kick it, quit it, Lord, but did you ever try? Turn your sex soul inside out so that the world. You say kick it, you keep saying quit it. Did you ever try? Turn your sex soul inside out so the world can watch you die. Can't you find a little space in your heart?
Tell her that I'm finally free from all the trouble you caused me. But Just put me down and let me be. Free from all this misery. All my life I've been a slave. I want you to put me down and cover me up and let me be free from all this misery. Lord, just let me be right now, pretty baby, and just let me go.
Charlie Rich with Rollin' With The Flow. I started the second half of the show tonight with the track Elusive Butterfly, written by Bob Lind and performed by Aretha Franklin on her 1969 album Soul 69. The bassist on most of that album is Ron Carter, who over his 60-year career has become one of the most recorded bassists of all time. The majority of his work happened in the jazz world, and probably most famously with the Miles Davis Quintet of the mid-60s, but he played on a lot of records by artists on the periphery of and outside of that scene, artists like Antonio Carlos Jobim, Roberta Flack, The Rascals, and later A Tribe Called Quest. So after hearing Ron Carter with Aretha, you heard him on a pair of tracks from the gray area between 70s jazz, funk, and soul. First was the band Roy Ayers' Ubiquity, with the track We Live in Brooklyn, Baby, off of their 1972 album called He's Coming. And second was Pieces of a Man, the title track from Gil Scott-Heron's 1971 solo album. Then we heard another Gil Scott-Heron track, this time performed by the Texas-born R&B singer Esther Phillips. It was her version of Home is Where the Hatred Is, from her 1971 album From a Whisper to a Scream. And before she was Esther Phillips, she was known on record and on stage as Little Esther, having started her career in 1950 at the age of 15. And you heard one of those early tracks next, which was a B-side from 1950 called Misery, performed here with the Johnny Otis Orchestra. Then we jumped to 1962 and heard Esther Phillips again, this time with her version of the song No Headstone on My Grave, which was written by the Southern country soul singer Charlie Rich. And then Charlie Rich closed the set out for us with his 1977 take on the song Rollin' with the Flow from his album of the same name. And I'm going to wrap up the show with one more track by Charlie. It's from his 1969 album The Fabulous Charlie Rich, and it was written by his wife, Margaret Ann Rich. It's called Life Has Its Little Ups and Downs. All right, thank you for listening. If you want to reach me, I'm at connectthedotswjff@gmail.com. And thank you, as always, for supporting WJFF Radio Catskill.
I don't know how to tell her that I didn't get that raise and pay today. And I know how much she wanted the dress in Baker's window, and it breaks my heart to see her have to wait and cancel all the plans she made to celebrate. But I can count on her to take it with a smile and nod. Its little ups and downs, like ponies on a merry-go-round, and no one grabs the brass ring every time, but she don't mind. She wears a house plans we've had so long, I guess we'll gather dust another year. And the daffodils are blooming that she planted way last fall up on the hill, and over by the gate, the Lord knows I hate to say again, have to wait, but you can bet that she'll just take it with a smile and not a frown. She knows that life has its little ups and downs, like ponies on a mine.
Support for Radio Catskill comes from the Narrowsburg Union, where food, creativity, and small business meet in the heart of Narrowsburg. With a cafe serving weekend breakfast and lunch, locally made goods at Catskills Curated, and multiple spaces to work and gather. NarrowsburgUnion.com. And from the Calicoon Theater, an updated vintage movie theater with new film releases, live music, and more. Information and schedule at CalicoonTheater.com. And from listeners like you.
Hey, it's Francis Lamb, host of The Splendid Table. This week, we've got interviews that will put a couple of great books on your summer reading list. We're talking about the poetry of food and the life of the legendary Judith Jones, who brought Julia Child back to America. That's coming up on The Splendid Table.
The Splendid Table, Sunday morning at 11, on Radio Catskill. This week on Science Friday, Pope Leo released his encyclical on AI. Can the Holy Father and his science advisors help us make sense of it?
We live in a moment of two tensions, a kind of a techno-effervescence and techno-panic.
Plus, using weather radar to count the insects above our heads. That's on Science Friday from WNYC Studios.
Friday, 2 to 4 p.m. on Radio Catskill.